Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. Welcome to In the Bromo, a look behind the scenes at what's going on at the Hippodrome Theater and throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. Kinky Boots is coming to town next month. It's a 6-time Tony Award winner, including awards for Best Musical, Best Score, and Best Choreography. My guest today is Kyle Taylor Parker. Kyle is a veteran of the original Broadway production, and in this acclaimed touring production, he plays the lead role of Lola, as he has done in New York. He joins me this afternoon on the phone from Chicago. Welcome. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Yourself?
Doing fine, thanks. So tell us a little bit about Lola and the plot of Kinky Boots.
Well, Kinky Boots is the story of two unlikely business partners who end up becoming friends. There's Charlie, who inherits his father's failing shoe factory, and Lola, a fabulous drag queen in need of a pair of sturdy stilettos. They come together to save the factory by making shoes for drag queens. And they end up finding they're more alike than they are different. And you really change the world when you change your mind about a person. It's written by Cyndi Lauper, Harvey Fierstein, and directed by Jerry Mitchell.
Yeah, and of course the music has really been acclaimed, and Harvey Fierstein, a huge Broadway talent as an actor as well as a writer. This tag to the show, you can change the world when you change your mind. I wonder if you found that audiences are relating even more to Lola, and there's even more resonance since Caitlyn Jenner has become such a part of the news with her transition from man to woman. Have you sensed any difference or any new understanding of Lola?
I haven't sensed a new understanding of Lola, but what I do think has happened with Caitlyn Jenner being so prominent in the news is that the same story that we're teaching in Kinky Boots about acceptance is now taking over. It's going global. It's not just happening in Kinky Boots. It's happening by seeing people who aren't on stage, actual people. So it doesn't happen in the theater, but it's happening in people's homes.
And Cyndi Lauper, who is, has had such a success with this show. It's interesting that not all pop songwriters have been able to transition to Broadway and do as well as Miss Lauper has done. I think of Sting, for example, who had a little rocky ride on his Broadway production just last season. What do you think it is about Cyndi Lauper's music that makes this show work so beautifully?
Cyndi has such a big heart, and you can hear it beating through every lyric, every melody of this show. And I think that's what a musical needs. You need to care about the characters, and the audience needs to, she has the audience leaving the theater dancing, singing along, and wanting to hear the songs again. So I think she tells the story beautifully because of that.
And you've been on the show with the touring production for a year, and you guys are booked all the way through like 2017. Does it ever get old? Do you ever have trouble finding yourself ready to rock and roll when you're doing, 7 or 8 shows a week?
It's such a fun show. Once that show starts, you can't help but have fun. The audience is having fun. People on stage that you're performing with are also having fun. It's just so much fun. So no, I don't.
That's good to hear. Well, we look forward to having you here in Baltimore next month. Kyle Taylor Parker, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Kyle Taylor Parker plays the role of Lola in the national touring production of Kinky Boots, which is coming to the Hippodrome Theater for a week on September 29th. Come to WIPR.org/inthebromo for a link to more information about all the shows coming up this season at the Hippodrome. That's it for this edition of In the Bromo, our monthly look at what's going on throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. For 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station, I'm Tom Hall. Have a great weekend.